From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us yet again, and I trust you'll stay with us for the next quarter hour, as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 3 verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. But before we hear the message, let's again just take a few moments and listen to some words in song.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the prison shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters that had been a sin,
our Bible reading is from John chapter 3 verse 36. Here John the Baptist is speaking, and he says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." The final part of this verse refers to the person who commits the most terrible of sins, which is that of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour. Yes, murder, theft, adultery, sodomy are all vile sins, sins which must be condemned and sins which God will most surely judge. However, the greatest sin of all that anyone can commit is that of saying no to Christ for salvation, that of rejecting the Son of God. And this is what John is talking about when he says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now this morning, as you think upon these words, I simply want you to consider with me the end of those who reject Christ. First of all, we can say the person who rejects Christ shuts the door to the blessing of God upon them in this life. John 3 verse 36 says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." Note those last words, "shall not see life." John chapter 10 verse 10, Christ says, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Therefore, the person who rejects Christ as Savior is shutting himself out of this abundant life that there is in Christ Jesus. This is what you are doing if you still have not trusted in Christ for salvation. And it is only when you receive Christ that you can partake of this abundant life. It is only when you trust Him as your Savior that you can experience this blessing of abundant life that God has for all who are saved. Because of your sinful nature, the Bible says you are dead in trespasses and sins. Your life is in bondage to sin and rebellion to God, and for such sin and rebellion you only live. For it is only through Christ that the power of such bondage to sin can be broken in your life. And it is only through Christ that you can be enabled to live an abundant life for the glory of God, and a life that is a blessing to others in this world. Genesis 12 verse 2, God said to Abraham, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." God was going to bless Abraham because his faith was in Christ for salvation. Speaking of Abraham, Christ himself said, "Abraham, rejoice to see my day." He was looking forward in faith to Christ coming to this world and to him dying upon the cross for his redemption. And the only way for you to live a life for God's glory, one that is a blessing to others, is to repent of your sin and trust in Christ for salvation. Only through Christ can you glorify God and be a blessing to others here on earth. The hymn writer was able to say to God, "Make me a channel of blessing," because he had trusted in Christ for salvation. In all our homes we have electric light that shines brightly because our homes are connected to some power station by wire cables that conduct the electricity. Well, in like manner, it is only when you are joined to Christ by faith in Him for salvation that you can shine brightly for God in this world. It is only by faith in Christ that you can know abundant life and in turn be a true blessing to others. Then secondly, we can say the person who rejects Christ shuts himself out of heaven. John chapter 3 verse 36, it says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." This word life, as well as referring to abundant life on the scene of time, also means everlasting life. In the first part of this verse, John tells us, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." This everlasting life refers to heaven, for heaven is a place of endless life. We have heaven described in Revelation 21 verse 4, which says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." There you see how in heaven there will be no death. Therefore it must be a place of endless life, a place of life everlasting. This shows us how it will be such a wonderful place. This is why the hymn writer described it as a land that is fairer than day. In heaven God will be there and all of God's people who are saved through the blood of Christ. But I must warn you, if you have not trusted in Christ for salvation and you die in your sin, then you will not be there, for our text says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." It does not matter how good a church attender you may be. It does not matter if you have partaken of your church ordinances. It does not matter how good a neighbor you may be. Unless you trust in Christ, you cannot enter heaven. Matthew 7 verse 23, Christ talks about those who will think that they can get into heaven because of their good works. And he says, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They will not get into heaven because they do not know the Lord. John 17 verse 3, it says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. If you do not know Christ as Savior, you do not have eternal life. Therefore you will not be in heaven. Rather, you will be shut out eternally. Then finally, the person who rejects Christ seals their doom in hell forever. Speaking of those who have not trusted in Christ, John 3 verse 36 says, but the wrath of God abideth in him. What is the wrath of God but the intense displeasure of God, who is infinitely holy? There is nothing more terrible than the wrath of God. This will be your portion if you die rejecting Christ. The wrath of God will be upon you because of your sin, including that of refusing Christ as Son. Ephesians 2 verse 3 describes all who are yet in their sins and without Christ as children of wrath. If you're unsaved this morning, this is your present condition. You're a child of wrath. And Romans 1 verse 18 we read, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. How terrible it must be to be a sinner in the hands of an angry God. This wrath of God you will experience in hell forever when you leave this scene of time without Christ as your Savior. Psalm 9 verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. The Bible says, if those in hell, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone. We read these words in Revelation 14 verse 10. This is the end of all who reject Christ as their Savior and who hold on to their sin. An open-air preacher being heckled by a member of the crowd was asked, where is hell? To this the preacher wisely replied, hell is at the end of a Christless life. If your life is without Christ, if you die without Christ, then this is what awaits you. As the hymn writer says, horrors past imagination will surprise your trembling heart. But let me say, this need not be your eternal doom, if only you will come as a penitent sinner to Christ. For the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Confess your sins to him. Call upon him to save you. And hallelujah, he will save you. He will save you now. Because Christ has died upon the cross. He shed his blood as a ransom for sin. Has risen again from the dead. He is willing. He is able. He is ready to save you. This day, will you not be done with your sin? Will you not come to Christ for salvation? For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come to Christ and be saved today, for time and for eternity. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.